Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Three of Pentacles, and this one comes to us from the very popular Light Seers Tarot by artist Chris Ann Donnelly. Let me turn my AC down a little bit there because people said my audio has been clicking, and I'm not sure if it's in my device or if it's where I've been recording, so I moved to my car. So we'll see how that goes. You have to let me know. Anyway, welcome to August. Oh my God. All right. You thought July was eventful. It started out one way, and you probably were like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? And then it's like you got to the end of July, and things changed. They may not have changed in the way you thought they would or the way you wanted them to, but they probably also opened up opportunity that allowed you to make the changes that you need. So, what do we do? Here it is, August 1st, and, you know, we have a card that's all about strategizing and planning, and you see that we also have people, you know, coming together to make this happen. So, this is a good thing. Now, lately, you've probably been saying to yourself, this woman is crazy. She keeps saying, you know, how big the days are, how big the weeks are. And if you listen to my August Love and Finance, which I put out for free, you've just got to know there's something bigger on the horizon. And it's starting right now, today, on the 1st. All right? There are new directions that are available to you here. And that's why you need the strategizing and the planning. Now, there's been a number of things which have happened lately which are affecting the way things are going. And, you know, we had a really great new moon in Leo back on the 28th. Jupiter stationed retrograde the same day. Uranus is very active right now, okay? And Uranus is sitting at the degree where it is going to retrograde in this month. So there's a lot of change. And, you know, Uranus encourages us to break out, break free, sometimes a little bit impulsive, all right? So there's that need for that plan. The plan may change, but there needs to be one. Now, today we have to kind of keep us a little more, you know, centered, I suppose, a Virgo moon, which will encourage us to be practical. And it will be trine with Mars, which is currently in the sign of Taurus until the 20th. And it will also trine Uranus, which is in the sign of Taurus for a long, long time. And the moon is going to oppose Neptune, which can make some things a little unclear. And I'd be careful with things like the signing of documents, stuff like that. But it's not a really big deal because I have a feeling you're going to do whatever it is you want to do anyway. The moon's also going to trine Pluto, which will tend to help open things up, uncover some secrets. And that's always a good thing, right? Getting to the bottom of things. Now, the big deal of the day, and the reason that I did not talk about the moon trining Mars and Uranus, is because Mars and Uranus are going to be conjunct each other. And also, Mars will be conjunct the North Node. Haha, there's a lot of impulse there. And to talk about your new directions, it's like, off you go. I'm telling you, something is afoot. And it is just so completely different what is happening right now. You may look back on this time period in your life as one which brought major uprooting change that was greatly needed and that finally came your way. There's a lot of North Node activity this month. There's a lot of Uranus activity this month. So, you know, expect the unexpected and kind of try to roll with it. Your best way to navigate energies like these are to not overreact and to, you know, look for, I guess... maybe we'll call it a silver lining sometimes. Sometimes events take place that we're not, you know, we're a little jolted by them because Uranus has a way of doing that. But honestly, I think that you can figure this out. Remember, I said the Virgo moon is going to help to keep you grounded and practical. And you're going to figure out, you know, sometimes we have to figure out, like, did you ever play a game and you have to strategize to figure out how you're going to be successful at that game? How do you, you know, make it work to beat the level or whatever, that kind of a thing? So you have to strategize. You have to make the moves in the proper order. So even though Mars and Uranus are there pushing you to be more impulsive today, the Virgo moon is going to help you say, hey, you know, let's look at it from the standpoint that we have to get this working where it makes sense, and that by the end of the day, we've accomplished what it is we're trying to do. So I'm liking this. I'm liking this a lot for you. There is so much more to come this month. We have a great deal to talk about, and we'll see how it goes. For those who are looking for certain things from me, I was very ahead, and I have not been well the last couple of weeks. So in the next few days, I will be, you know, covering all that ground and making it up. There is so much that I have to tell all of you. So make sure you check over on my website to see what I'm putting up in the next few days. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.